Total Tuscany Podcast, number 45. Ciao, and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice, joined by the co-publisher of TotalTuscany.com, Mr. Pat Capena. Hi, Pat.
Travis, good to be in the studio today. How are you?
Couldn't be any better because I'm excited to continue to talk about our upcoming Total Tuscany tour. We want you to join Pat and myself in Tuscany in late October. Full details of this tour have not been released yet, but if you're interested, if this is something that you would like to learn more about, feel free to drop us an email. Just go ahead and use my email address, Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, at TotalTuscany.com. We promise this is going to be a week of an unbelievable Tuscany experience. It's going to be right at the height of the olive harvest. You're going to experience some freshly pressed olive oil and, of course, all the things that go with a wonderful trip to Tuscany. Again, the first ever Total Tuscany tour is coming up in late October. For more information, email me. This is just, we'll have much more coming up probably about the 1st of March about the tour itself. But if you're interested, drop me an email at Travis at TotalTuscany.com. And, of course, you know, part of this tour, Pat, is going to be creating memorable experiences. And you and I have had the advantage of being there several times, kind of feeling out. And this has really been, this tour that's coming up that we're going to announce in a couple weeks has really been an idea that popped up maybe when we started TotalTuscany.com, but was really put into motion in 2009. And we knew that if we were going to offer something, that we had to offer something that we've personally experienced. And that's going to be a big part of this trip, or we're going to bring the experiences we've had and bring them to you in a much grandiose way.
Mm-hmm. What is it about that we want to share these experiences? We're wanting to share the experiences we've had with our listeners, and we've come up with a way to make that happen in a really cool way.
And of course, you know, where do you get those experiences? Well, you get to meet great people, and you develop relationships. And we want to develop relationships with people that travel with us, that go to Tuscany with us. But we also have great relationships with the people who are in Tuscany. And that includes Urbano Brini. Urbano Brini has been a big supporter of TotalTuscany.com. He was one of our first guests that we ever had on this podcast. And he runs Florencetown Tours. And go to florencetown.com. You'll get a very good idea of the offerings and the experiences he gives to people, whether you're going with a group like us or if you're going by yourself. Because we know a lot of people want to travel by themselves. They don't want to be in a group. They don't want to be with us. But we also know that people like to meet other people and maybe have things organized with them. But Urbano has a tour for almost anything you want. And as you're about to hear in this edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast, if you like to go fast and drive really cool cars, maybe a really famous Italian car, as you're going to hear about, you're going to like what Urbano has to say in today's Total Tuscany Podcast. Urbano, it's great to have you back on the Total Tuscany Podcast. It just seems like yesterday we were in Florence sitting in your office after experiencing such the great tours that you have to offer, and we only got a snippet of it. Are you ready for the 2016 tourism season to get started?
Yes, we're definitely looking forward for this 2016. We have so many new ideas and new projects for this year coming. Very, very looking forward to update you with all these activities. You want to hear something?
Yeah, tell us about those projects, Urbano.
All right. Then we started this year with a regular tour of the Tuscany with a Ferrari. So every day we are ready with our 360 Modena and California, these red beasts ready to impress our guests visiting in Tuscany. This tour is available in the morning and in the PM. So we leave the city with the Mercedes minivan. Then we reach out the countryside. We have a little briefing and training how to dominate these fantastic cars. And then we run through these beautiful bends of Tuscany for, let's say, something around 30 miles. Then we stop to a winery for the visit, no tasting, of course, because you cannot drink and drive. And then we go back to our space in the headquarters in the country inside, where we're going to have a full tasting of wine and then lunch before heading back to the city center of Florence.
That sounds.
Then we have a.
Hold on, real quick. Yeah, yeah. That sounds absolutely spectacular. Why didn't you have this when we were there?
Well, let me tell you that. I mean, Ferrari Tours existed before. I mean, there are plenty of other operators that offer the opportunity to do the Ferrari, but that was very expensive. And we thought, no, we wanted to make it daily, and we wanted to make it accessible for everybody. So actually, our Ferrari Tour regular is very affordable and doable for. Everybody can do that.
What else do you got?
We are working on putting together a couple of other quite extreme experiences. One is the Chianti Safari, running around the Tuscan countryside with a four-wheel drive Land Rover, discovering some spectacular spaces with a great view. We also had some hiking opportunities and some great photos, areas where you can admire the landscape and the countryside. Then we're going to offer the opportunity to our guests visiting to fly around Tuscany from Florence to Siena with Cessna. It's a little airplane where the pilot will take you to see San Gimignano, Siena, and back to Florence. It's a 40-minute flight, very safe. And that happens every day. It's every day available. So we're getting quite extreme with the new options. But we're also working on putting together a very special activity that it's for food lovers. So it's something dedicated to truffle hunt, wine making, and olive oil laboratory. So actually you have this 5-hour experience where you go and chase some truffle with an Italian guy and his dog for, let's say, 1 hour, where he will explain you about the history of the area they produce the truffle, where truffle is found in Italy, and then all the techniques to make it amazing on your tagliolini or linguine. And then we have 1 hour of winemaking, where we mix Canaiolo, Syrah, Sangiovese, where you actually learn how to make wine, how to mix the different wine parts, and you can actually get your bottle of personalized wine. Then the last part, it's all dedicated about olive oil, the way we make it, the way we produce it, the way we export it, and it's followed by an olive oil tasting. So many options, Travis. So, yeah, I told you, you should come back. I can't wait to see you and see you on a Ferrari.
Urbano, the diversity of the options you have, just amazing. When we were there, you were talking to us about that cooking school that you were opening up. It was just beginning. How's that going? What's that look like?
The cooking is doing so well. Actually, I must say that the cooking is one of the highest topics, one of the best activities that we run. This year, we had more than 14,000 passengers with us doing cooking classes. As you know, we have 5 cooking classes every day, one in the city center, the Wannabe Italiano, that it's the visit of the central market plus tasting of local products, and then a cooking class. Then we have the VIP cooking class, which includes the visit of another important market in Florence, Sant'Ambrogio Market. Then we go to our space in the countryside where we do the class. Then we have a 3 pizza and gelato class available every day, and these are amazing for families. You should see those adults with their kids, how much they love to be together, to put their hands on pasta and make some nice pizza, and then get some gelato. It's doing very well. The cooking world is impressing us, and we are investing a lot to make it bigger, because people love it. People love Tuscany. People love food.
You know, we did the the pizza and gelato cooking class, and that was a fabulous experience. And after you listen to this podcast, I encourage everybody to go to the video section of our website at TotalTuscany.com. We produced a video on the Florencetown pizza and gelato making experience. I think you'll find it entertaining. You'll get a good idea of what that class is about and really highlights it. You know, when we were walking out of your office, I think what Pat was referring to was the cooking resort in Toscana. You were getting ready to launch that in the fall. Were you able to launch that?
Yes, we did. We had like a couple of weeks of a demo, like demonstration weeks, that were doing very well. We're now working to put together new programs for the season 2016, which are not confirmed yet. Because actually the problem is that we need spaces for our regular tours, regular activities. So actually the problem is to find new kitchens for having people to cook, but we are working on that, and we are actually expanding on the cooking class field, and I'll keep you posted about that. The cooking resort will be out soon.
You know, the interesting thing, Urbano, is I know a lot of people get nervous, especially if they've never been to Tuscany before, about what to invest in. And I can personally say Pat, myself, our wives have experienced three of your tours. We did the Vespa tour of Chianti, we did the pizza and gelato making experience, and we did the tour of David. And I can tell you that we left there so impressed by your tour guides, by their friendliness, and most of all, the overall service and experience. Your staff is really second to none. You should be so proud.
I'm very proud of them. I must say, actually, we invest a lot of time and energies and resources for our staff, because that is everything. Even consider the fact that despite other tour operators in Florence, we employ them all through the winter time, even when we're not busy. We keep them, we train them, we help them, and we force them to reach the highest standards of quality in terms of customer care, in terms of information about the city, something even very easy, how to know where to recommend people, where to have dinner, where to a great tip for shopping, or some other important thing. Smile to the people. This is crucial. This is very important. And we are dedicated a lot of time to them. This is our 10th year at Florencetown. 2016 is actually our 10th season. Me and my business partner, Luca, we started in 2006. So we're very proud after 10 years to have reached such a great level of quality for the staff, for the services, and for the procedures. Thank you, and I'm very happy that you noticed that.
How much, this is year number 10. Take me back to 2006. Take me to where, how you started this, and how many people are with you, and how many people do you have right now?
That is quite fun, actually. Luke and I, my business partner, we started after college. We decided to quit our both jobs, so we started this project, Florencetown. We had in mind to create a new philosophy of tourism, something for small groups, something for with a high quality level. Imagine the fact that we're the only one tour company in Florence that doesn't own a bus. So we don't have large coaches, or the old world is not part of Florencetown. We have small group tours, fully experiential tourism, Vespas, bikes, cooking classes, visit to the cool museums, and this is how we think people should travel. Back in the days, in 2006, it was just me and Luca, and now, after 10 years, there's me and Luca plus 58 people, and on high season, we reach up to 70 people. We employ, as you know, we employ drivers, guides, chefs, people at the booking office. The office is open 7 days a week, 12 hours per day, and so we need staff. We need the right staff to do that.
Absolutely amazing. And I saw, I was on your Facebook page. I encourage everybody to go to florencetown.com. Also, they're available on Twitter. You can find them on Facebook. But you had a Facebook post the other day where you were, again, recommended by Rick Steves. Of course, you're highly recommended by us at Total Tuscany. But when you're recommended by Rick Steves, which is the biggest name in travel, how big of an honor is that? And what does that do for business?
Well, Rick Steves is an amazing guy. He found us 5 years ago, and for the fifth year, we are on his guide. He recommends us because he was very impressed about our approach. He liked the fact that we are still young, and we had new ideas, and so he recommends on the Rick Steves guide, Florencetown, as the guides. They have cooking classes and bike tours and the cool visit to the Vasari corridor. So he likes us. We like him. And he drives us a lot of business. I recommend to everybody to purchase the Rick Steves guide because it's very nice. And that helps our business a lot.
Urbano, there was one tour that Travis and I didn't have a chance to take when we were there. It's Dinner in a Castle. Can you describe that again for our listeners? That sounded so intriguing.
We have so many experiences in Florencetown. We also have private experiences that include the private dinner in a castle. We have a selection of 6 to 8 castles around Florence. Some of them are very, very old. We have the opportunity to have you meeting with a noble family, a Florentine noble family, or a family from Tuscany, and you have a lunch with them or a dinner with them when they will tell you the story about the family, what did they in the past, what they own, what is the legacy with their family. So it's a very cool experience. We also do a private dinner without the family in a castle with a Michelin star chef that will present every dish that he makes for the guests having dinner, and this is very cool. This is a very not for everybody in terms of pricing, but it's one of the best experiences that we can offer to the market. Yes,
I got a couple questions, Urbano, and the first one is this: people hear the name Florencetown, they may be thinking it's only a city experience, but you do have offerings that go into the countryside. What are you seeing demand for now? Do most people want to stay in the city for their experience? Do they want to go to the country for their experience, or is it kind of a 50-50 split?
Well, I must say, that depends a lot on which travel we're talking about. Some people they just go, they say, "I'm going to Italy." So they do the Venice, Florence, and Rome, and maybe while they're in Florence, they take the opportunity to visit Siena and San Gimignano with a full day that we also offer, or a wine tour. Then people fall in love with Italy, and then they come back, and so they maybe rent a villa out of Florence, so they want to focus on Tuscany, and from there they go to of the cities, Siena, San Gimignano, and Lucca, Pisa. So I'd say 50-50, and I'd say 50-50, definitely. And some people are in both sides of the percentage, because they go to Florence first, and then they come back, and they maybe want to stay more, and they just get a villa in Tuscany. So 50-50 is definitely my answer.
So, and the second part of my question is, you have the new experiences this year, which include the Ferrari ride, or you can fly from Florence to over Siena to see the countryside from above. Do you create those just on a gut feeling, or are you getting feedback from customers saying, "Hey, we'd really like to do this"? How do you come up with your new experiences?
Well, the market is very dynamic. Our travel agents, our tour operators, travel consultants connected to us, they always like to have news and new ways to discover the region. They like to see, they like to know that we are here to keep on being innovative, to keep on thinking about new ways to visit Tuscany. Most of the times they still book the same classic experiences, but they're happy and they are, willing to know that we are here creating for them and for their travelers to offer them new opportunities.
Urbano, you know, obviously English speaking. The tour. I'm wondering what's the largest group of tourists that you see coming to Florencetown? Is it English speaking, or do you have a lot of other individuals coming from Russia, China, any other countries?
Well, as you know, Florencetown is highly specialized in offering Florence and Tuscany products for the English speaking market. So most of our clients come from US, Canada, Australia, and UK. All our tours are in English and in English only, which is something that is fantastic for them, because so you do not have other languages involved, and so everything has been created for that kind of market. We are thinking about expanding to new markets, not really Russia, maybe China. We are now traveling to Shanghai in May. That is not very easy, because these guys coming from China are maybe not ready for experiential tourism, because they first want to they need to visit Italy first. They need to come here, and maybe they will come back and they will do the activities that we offer them. But little by little, I'm sure that that can be a great opportunity for Florencetown. Definitely China markets, I'd say.
Experiential tourism is a great way to sum it up, Urbano. And I can tell you, from our perspective, you offer the best experiences in Florence and Tuscany. I mean, the service, the quality, the dedication that you have to your customers is second to none. And, you know, we love having you back each and every year to talk about the upcoming season. And we're glad you could take time with us today.
My pleasure. Definitely my pleasure. And I will never stop repeating, you guys, you need to come back, and I'll take care of you, and I'll make you very happy with some delicious Tuscan food and some great experiences.
You know, do you ever get to the United States? You need to come hang out with us. We'll give you a nice tour of Middle America.
I know. I'm thinking about planning a trip for end of March. I'm definitely going to come in August for the Virtuoso Travel Week, but I'm also thinking flying to New York at the end of March. So I'll keep you posted about that, and maybe we can have a drink together, guys.
Absolutely. Love to have you.
All right, Urbano Brini from Florencetown Tours, florencetown.com. It's tourism made in Tuscany. A Ferrari pad, are you ready?
Let's go.
But you can't drive a stick. I've seen you drive a stick.
Oh, I can.
No, you can't.
I can. You know, the thing is that Urbano and his group, they always meet every expectation and exceed it. And you know that going in. So this tour has to be fantastic.
And, of course, you can do the flyover of Siena, which is beautiful. And the Range Rover, like four-wheel experience through Chianti, sounds kind of fun, too. But don't forget about his traditional tours. Of course, it started out with a biking tour of Florence. And that's still one of the most popular. You just rent a bike and you ride the bike around Florence. There's so many things to do. We've done, as I mentioned, the Tour of David. Highly recommend it, because you go to the front of the line and you get a really nice tour guide and you get a button line. You'll see a bunch of people in line, but you get to go straight to the top.
And I have to talk about that Vespa tour we took.
Yes.
Just for a second. So I say Vespa tour, yes, you're taking it by Mercedes van out into the country. You're given a little bit of a demonstration about how to operate this Vespa tour vehicle properly. You get out there, you go through a wine, but you come back, and they don't talk much about the lunch. But how fantastic was the lunch that they served you when we were done?
And if you want to get a good idea what that lunch looks like, go to the video section of TotalTuscany.com, because I have a video on the Vespa tour, which shows kind of the tour you get to take through the Chianti Hills, and you get to go to winery tours, and also the lunch at the end. You'll see the kind of spread that you get. And also check out the pizza and gelato making class that there's a video on too, because that'll give you a very good idea of what that experience is about. Again, if you want to join Pat and myself in Tuscany in late October, we want you to be with us. It's going to be four couples, or eight people total. You can come as singles. We'll make that all work out. But we're going to announce this tour right around the 1st of March. But if you want to know more, if you're interested, feel free to email me, Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, at TotalTuscany.com. Of course, we're very active on social media. Feel free to reach out to us on Facebook. Just search for Total Tuscany on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter, at Total Tuscany, and we also have an Instagram page as well. I want to thank Urbano Brini from Florencetown Tours joining us today. Go to florencetown.com to see more of their great experiences. For Pat Campagna, I'm Travis Justice. We'll talk to you next time on the Total Tuscany Podcast.